having a good time in our backyard with you, having a good time in your backyard at Rosie on the House. If you've ever contemplated putting together a backyard entertainment system or backyard barbecue or kitchen area, give us a ring and let us know what your questions or concerns would be. It's 1-888-767-4348. We've got Nathan Angel, the Bellegarde Senior Sales Representative for the state of Arizona, and Don Stabley of Stabley Home Entertainment Specialist. Don, we especially appreciate both of y'all being here. And boy, there's 100 different ways to control all of those outdoor components. I was treated by my family last year to a universal remote.
And it's still just like this new toy. We enjoy it every single day. You just point that little baby at the TV and you say, watch TV, play Xbox, watch music. You don't have to figure it. Every day I would go in there
and play
backyard with my speakers that are pointed towards my house. Yes, I do. But I have to go there first. So anyway, it's just a wonderful little tool. But I was just talking to Don, and I guess, you know, that's not me.
Call of Duty.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so you said they've come up since then. So do we need to think about a
new? Don't need to upgrade yet. But okay. I mean, but they're coming out so that, you know, everything's becoming automated. So, you know, comes an app on your phone. So the Harmony product has a remote control that is a Wi-Fi remote control, works on your, you know, which, like the remote control that you have, watch TV, just does it, goes, turns the receiver TV on, so on and so forth. But then it becomes an app for your phone, and you can then use your phone as the remote control or your iPad or your touch.
So one less gadget to have in your living room.
You said it, gadget. It's so cool.
Well, the thing I like about it is because all the grandchildren love those gadgets. So we lay all the other as decoys around.
Battery.
But they're getting older. They know when something doesn't work.
It's a perfect decoy.
And it's so easy. Even I can use it. It has like music notes if I want to listen to music. So I know they are going to be able to figure
it out pretty soon. What does it have? It has the help button on it.
It
so
is amazing.
Hit the help button and it'll just get you right back.
It'll
place.
Ask you what didn't turn on. And you'll say, yes, that didn't turn on.
Isn't that awesome?
It is. And you guys came to the house. You programmed it. And we haven't looked back. It's been great.
The thing that's been incredible to me with outdoor sound systems is the evolution of the outdoor backyard environment started with a Weber grill and plastic lounge chairs and a cassette playing boombox. Probably started with an 8-track playing boombox.
Dating yourself.
You know, I know. And the sound, we always thought that was great stuff. We thought it was wonderful. But I'll tell you what, when you hear one of these custom designed sound systems that come at you the way y'all lay them out in the backyard, I mean, it's symphonic.
You know what's really good is whatever you can do in the house, you can do outside of the house, you know, and make it just as great and grand as, you know, the theater you have, the family room that you have for great sound. You can move that outside and have that exact same experience.
All the depth. Nathan, you were talking the other day where in your neighborhood, y'all are hanging sheets in backyards and taking whole outdoor theater viewing sessions into the backyard?
Yeah, I've got a friend of the family. He's got a permanent outdoor theater set up with a projector that they host pool parties all the time that are basically dive-in movies at his house. It's incredible.
No, that sounds like a good setup there.
I'd like to see a picture of that. Sounds like fun.
Oh, it's a blast. It really is a lot of fun. The kids love it, and even the adults. It's great. And actually, I've been noticing a lot in a lot of articles. There was one in Sunset about 3 or 4 months ago. I noticed a couple that did that in their L.A. home as well. Courtyard, the whole neighborhood comes over every Friday night. It's like a tradition.
Well, we've outgrown our living room, so I think that would be a good option for
us. Honey, I hate to tell you this. We've outgrown our whole house. Let's see if we can bring Bob into the conversation, who's calling from Glendale with an outdoor cooking question. Good morning, Bob. How can we help you? This is Rosie.
Hi, Rosie. Love your show. Listen to it all the time.
Thanks, man.
Big fan of outdoor cooking. I kind of do gas during the week because it's easier, but weekends I love charcoal or wood fires.
Yeah. Amen.
What about the no-burn law when you're burning all these logs, getting them going and smoking up?
I think technically if you were actually burning logs, they could bust you for that. If you're burning charcoal, I don't think anybody's going to say anything about it.
I actually have a good comment on that. I actually talked to the Maricopa County Department of Air Quality last year about our pizza ovens being wood burning.
Yeah.
And they said that they, as long as it's a cooking element, they don't worry about anybody,
okay,
you know, on no burn days with those pieces. Because I also was asking about all the restaurants that are doing all these, you know, wood fired, you know, ovens. Are they going to have to go out of business that day that we have a no burn? And they again replied that because it's a cooking device, they don't have any issue with that.
Well, there is the answer we were looking for, Nathan Angel from Bellegarde. That's why we invited him in today. I wasn't sure.
Are there any classifications on cooking device? I mean, sometimes I might have an open flame, say as high as 12 feet from my pile of scrap, you know, tree limbs. I mean, I have a hot dog on a stick and then some marshmallows. The kids love it. That's a cooking element, technically.
Make sure the kids are s'moring up.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, if you need a big bonfire for a reason, just make sure you have some hot dogs and marshmallows ready to
it's
go.
It's a cooking element. I'm cooking out here, man. Nathan Angel said on The Rosie Show. It's 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. So very good call. Very good question. If you're cooking, wood is okay, especially as it relates to a pizza oven. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. We are going to hit bottom of the hour news here and be back with our special guest, Nathan Angel, Bellegarde Pavers, Don Stabley, Stabley Home Electronics, correct?
Nope.
No, Stabley
Home Entertainment
Home Specialist. Entertainment Specialist. I apologize.
We'll get it right.
Okay. By the end of the show,
yeah,
I'll have said it enough wrong. One of them is bound to be right.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.